New heading, expand perspective. Sometimes we are knocked out of our left brain environment and thought patterns and into the right brain by an unplanned experience. The death of a loved one, a severe illness, a financial setback, or extreme adversity can cause us to stand back, look at our lives, and ask ourselves some hard questions. What's really important? Why am I doing what I'm doing? But if you're proactive, you don't have to wait for circumstances or other people to create perspective-expanding experiences. You can consciously create your own. There are a number of ways to do this. Through the powers of your imagination, you can visualize your own funeral, as we did at the beginning of this chapter. You can write your own eulogy. Actually write it out. Be specific. You can visualize your 25th and then your 50th wedding anniversary. Have your spouse visualize this with you. Try to capture the essence of the family relationship you want to have created through your day-to-day investment over a period of that many years. You can visualize your retirement from your present occupation. What contributions, what achievements will you want to have made in your field? What plans do you have after your retirement? Will you enter a second career? Expand your mind. Visualize in rich detail. Involve as many emotions and feelings as possible. Involve as many of the senses as you can. I have done similar visualization exercises with some of my university classes. I've said, assume you have only one semester to live, and that during that semester, you are to stay in school as a good student. Visualize how you would spend your semester. Things are suddenly placed in a different perspective. Values quickly surface that before weren't even recognized. I have also asked students to live with that expanded perspective for a week and keep a diary of their experiences. The results are very revealing. They start writing to parents to tell them how much they love and appreciate them. They reconcile with a brother, a sister, a friend where the relationship has deteriorated. The dominant central theme of their activities, the underlying principle, is almost always love. The futility of bad-mouthing, bad thinking, put-downs, and accusation become very evident when they think in terms of having only a short time to live. Principles and values become more evident to everybody. There are a number of techniques using your imagination that can put you in touch with your values. The net effect of every one I've ever used is the same. When people seriously undertake to identify what really matters most to them in their lives, what they really want to be and to do, they become very reverent. They start to think in terms that are larger than today and tomorrow.